For this Friday, March 21st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. St. Matthew Men's Club is having a fish fry tonight from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. There are dine-in or carry-out options. The menu consists of fried fish, french fries, hush puppies, potato salad, baked beans, coleslaw, mac and cheese, cheese pizza, soft-serve ice cream, and tea and lemonade. The cost is $12 for adults and $8 for children. Harmony State Park says that the River Road will be closed from April 1st through April 4th between the main road and the boat ramp for the Posey County Sheriff Department to conduct an emergency vehicle operator course. The road will be closed from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m. The boat ramp will remain open for use, and visitors will need to go the long way around the back loop to access it. USI Women's Basketball hosts a WNIT game this Sunday at 6 p.m. in Liberty Arena on campus. USI had a first-round bye, and now they know their opponent. They will play Campbell University. Campbell beat Coastal Carolina on the road last night, 57-55. Tickets for the game are on sale at the USI ticket office. You can also call 812-465-1189. Tickets are $10. A piece of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is making a stop in the River City. The Indianapolis 500 Fan Fest will be held Saturday, March 29th from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Franklin Street Tavern and Bud's Rocking Country Bar and Grill on Evansville's west side. Officials say fans can expect attractions like an NTT IndyCar Series show car on display, driver and special guest appearances, and a variety of giveaways, but the actual attractions will be announced closer to the event. The IMS Fan Fest is free and open to the public, but will have age restrictions based on the locations the event is held. The 109th running of the Indianapolis 500 will take place Sunday, March 25th at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. In the NCAA men's basketball tournament from Thursday in first-round action, the 4th-seeded Purdue Boilermakers beat number 13-seed High Point 75-63. Trey Kaufman-Wren scored 21 points and Braden Smith added 20 points. Purdue will play number 12-seed McNeese on Saturday. The 8th-seeded Louisville Cardinals saw their season come to an end with an 89-75 loss to Creighton. The Cardinals finished with a 27-8 record. The first round continues today with a full slate of games all day. Coming up tonight at 6:10, the 3rd-seeded Kentucky Wildcats battle 14-seed Troy, and later this evening at 8:45, number 6-seed Illinois takes on number 11-seed Xavier. Finishing up from the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers won their third straight game as they fought their way to a 105-99 win in overtime at home over the Brooklyn Nets. Benedict Mathurin led Indiana with 28 points and 16 rebounds. Miles Turner also added 23 points and 10 rebounds. The Pacers improved to 40-29. They play the Nets again tomorrow at 4 o'clock at home. That's news and sports for this Friday, March 21st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.